You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. Hello and welcome to another episode of WSW. This is the 14th episode of WSW. Thank you for being here all along. For those of you who've been here with me from the beginning, shout out to you, my special sister Linda Rose. Your support is so dear to my heart. God bless you. Thank you for all the feedback, for everyone who has reached out to say, oh, I listened to your podcast the other day, well done. Thank you so much. I'm so encouraged. God bless you. Keep listening and keep sending in those feedback. Tell me how I can be better, and like reach out as well if you want to be featured, you know. But thank you so much for being here. And today on the show, I've got another beautiful sister with me. Oh my God, I told you, I ain't gonna be alone. From now on, you know, we've got too many testimonies out there. Like, so I just don't want to be the only one sharing my testimony. I know that there are like a lot of sisters out there. Don't worry, brothers, we'll get to you, okay? I'm going to feature brothers too, so we're not biased, okay? But today I have a lovely sister with me. She's so beautiful, but sorry guys, you don't get to see a video of her. I'm sorry, okay? But don't worry. The moment you hear her voice, you just know she's beautiful, because her voice is as beautiful as she is. She's super talented, and I'm so excited to have her on the podcast today. So here with me, I have my sister, my roomie, my pal, my multi-talented lady in the house. Her name is Buki. Shout out, Buki.
What's up? That is me. Yeah. That's me, Buki.
So, hi. Guys, I got to mellow down so that I can hear her clearly. So I'm going to be talking simply so that you can hear the sweeter voice.
Okay? I'm using my airplane announcer voice.
Hi, Buki. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for coming on this podcast today, for, you know, availing us, you know, this time out to share your testimony and to share your worship song of the week with us, and how this particular song has really blessed you. So thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm honored to be here.
So I'm not going to, like, keep talking. So we're just going to listen to Buki share her testimony of her worship song of this week. So, Buki, what's your worship song for the week?
The song is called Behold the Lamb, and it is by Christian Stanfill. I've loved it for a while now. I still remember the first time I heard it. It was playing, the video of it was playing at church. And I just remember, I just couldn't stop listening. You know, the words were really powerful. And it stuck with me. And I remember the reason why it's special to me as well is because on a certain Friday we were singing it at church, and as I was singing, because I was also leading, I was praying, you know, okay, God, I want you to give me a special revelation for this song, and a special meaning for this song, because I don't want to just sing because I have to and because there are people here. I want it to mean something as the words are coming out of my mouth. And as I was singing it, I felt like I saw Jesus for the first time in a very different way, because I saw him as king. So it had to do with the government of Jesus. If you think about Jesus in heaven, he's not just some guy strolling around. He's very important. He's a big deal. And when you think about the problem of sin and the problem humanity had been plunged into after, you know, what happened with Adam and Eve in the garden, and there was this king who was deciding how he was going to solve that problem, and he put himself right in the middle of it. He didn't shy away from anything, from his own body being harmed. He became a man in order to rescue us. So I just imagined this like frenzy in heaven of what's going to happen. Here's creation has been made, and here is man created in God's image, and now they've, you know, sinned and they've been cast out and there's separation. And how are we going to fix this? Because there's justice and there's mercy. And can those two things really coexist at the same time? Because God's word is final and he said, don't take the fruit. They took the fruit and they have to die because God cannot go back on his word. But then, you know, God is also merciful and God is love. So how do we blend those two things together? And Jesus, as a good king, sat down and found a solution, and he became the solution to that problem. And it was brave. And I don't know that we recognize how brave it is and how rare it is that there was no one else that could come up with that meeting point, that unique meeting point. So if you imagine like a government trying to solve
an issue
for its citizens, and knowing everyone is going to go down if I don't lay my own life on the line. Like, this is the only solution where justice and mercy meet. And I think Satan was kind of hoping that the justice of God would win out and we would be wiped out. And God hacked his own, you know, laws and said, you know what? I will come as a man and I will take this upon myself and I will die for this sin. But because he's also God, he resurrects, and so it's a win-win. But someone did have to suffer. Someone did have to take that upon himself, and that was Jesus Christ. So that's what I was seeing as I was listening to the song and leading, and it just changed a lot for me that day because I had never thought of Jesus as a political leader who brought solutions that no one else
could have brought. Thought of. Wow. Yeah. That's so deep. That's so deep. Thank you. Wow. Okay.
Thanks.
A lot to unpack there, guys. So thank God it's a podcast that you can rewind and really listen to, really go deep into like what Buki just explained. Like, it's just, you know, that's the beauty of worship. Like I was mentioning last week, it's beyond the song. It's more about the message in the song and how it really ministered to us. And as you've heard Buki already, like, this is so deep. Like, just one song took her that deep, you know, painted that picture or played that kind of movie with you to like, wow, behold the Lamb. Like, he's the lion, he's the Lamb, he's the king, he's the slave. Like,
he fits everything.
It was everything, basically, and it did it all for us. That's
unprecedented.
I know. No one, what more, like, exactly, what more can we ask of a Lord? Of like, what other leadership can be that complete?
No, none.
None, really.
That's why it was amazing.
Yeah, none.
Because
really,
no one had ever done it before.
And no one can ever repeat it. Yes. No one.
Ever.
You know, that's what's amazing about Jesus, guys. All right. I also remember I was saying last week that we gonna be singing. Because I got a singer. So apart from Buki having a beautiful talking voice, she also have a beautiful singing voice. And guess what, guys? She's also a guitarist. I mean, this girl is packed. By the way, this is just by the passing. She's also a techie. I mean, she's a software engineer. Like, she good, you know? So, but I know we're bringing it down to church. Someday, you know, maybe I'm going to say, okay, let's talk about work. But for now, let's stick to worship. So we're going to be singing the song to you, you know, and I hope as you listen, it ministers to you. God bless you.
I think there are also some scriptures to go with what I had just spoken about, like Revelation 5 talks about the Lamb and him being the only one that can open the scroll in heaven and how we praise him for that. And then also in John 1, where Jesus is presented to be baptized, and John says, behold the Lamb. That's where the line comes from. The Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. So those are some awesome scriptures to also check out. So,
shall we? Yeah, I'm gonna leave the references in the text or the caption of this podcast so you can check out the scriptures as well. Yeah.
Father's heart displayed for God, we thank you for the cross lifted on Calvary's hill. We curse your name, and even still you bore our shame and paid the cost. Oh God, we thank you for the cross. Behold written on his head.
Jesus reigns forever and ever. There's no king like him. No one has ever been and no one will ever be. Mm-hmm. I pray and I hope that as you listen to this song, as you listen to the lyrics and really zone in on, you know, the finished work of Christ on the cross for us, that you will really like really come to appreciate it over and over again. Like the way we wake up every morning and breathe new life, the same way we should wake up to appreciate the finished work of Christ for us. It's one thing that we can never ever be thankful enough for. Like, it's a continuous thing to be in a state of gratitude. So I really hope that this week's edition has been a blessing to you. I pray that as you go into this week, you see more of God and come to appreciate what he's done for us. So thank you so much for being with us today. Until I come your way again next week with another guest, remain blessed, have a beautiful week, and God bless you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.